I'd like to be on the hospital board for another 3 years because we still have a lot of work to do. And I think I already understand that work. And it would be easier for me to work to complete that than it would for somebody to come in brand new and start from scratch.
And what are your priorities for the next few years on the hospital board? Are there any projects or goals you have?
Well, I think our first and foremost standing priority is to have the best hospital care that we can have for our citizens in Wrangell. And that should always be at the foremost of what we're thinking and trying to do. The second thing, of course, is the construction of the new hospital. And we need to look for funding sources, and we need to review the original plans and make sure that they're still appropriate, because there have been many, many changes since the beginning of the planning on the original new hospital. So we need to review that, make sure that we're going in the right direction. We need to make sure that we get the best bang for the buck for the people in Wrangell. And that, for the most part, if we can do it with what I call OPM, other people's money, that's even better. So we need to look for grants and see what we can do, see if we can get any money from the federal government to help support this project. And then there are other places that we might also look for grants.
What do you hope to accomplish by being a part of the hospital board?
I think we need to continue to look forward. I think we've done a pretty good job in the last 3 years working together as a board. Even though we don't always agree, we seem to always come to consensus, and I think it's a good group of folks. We come from a very varied background with sometimes different interests, but we always seem to come to agreement, and I think that's a good thing.
What do you see as the biggest challenges facing the hospital board in the next few years?
Well, we've got a couple of challenges. First of all, the challenge of the building itself is outdated, and it needs a lot of repairs, and frankly, it doesn't meet current standards for hospitals. So we need to fix that. That's a huge challenge, coming up with funding and a sustainable system that will allow us to keep in business over time. To complicate that challenge, since the original plans for the new hospital were begun a number of years ago, there have been so many changes in healthcare and in the way Medicare and Medicaid pay for things, in the way that we treat and organize payments and bills, that we may or may not have exactly what we need in the plans. And so we need to do our due diligence, go through the plans, make sure that this building is sized appropriately, make sure that it meets the needs of our community, make sure that that what we build is sustainable from a financial perspective, and make sure that we get exactly what we need for the community of Wrangell.
The hospital has obviously had some financial issues in the past year or so. Do you think that the hospital is starting to look up in that situation, or do you think there's something more that should be done?
Well, we have actually looked into that situation considerably. It's a big concern for everybody in the community. We have reorganized. We have a business that we have contracted with now that will help us with this very complicated billing process through the federal government. And that's already started to reap some rewards. We didn't go into that without giving it some thought, but that just points out what I'm saying about how things have changed. The billing and the processing of the bills and statements and requirements for the federal government have just become so complicated that it requires oftentimes contracting things out that we used to do right here at home. And that's not the way we like to do things. But unfortunately, if we're going to stay in business, we have to do some of that.